My name is Cindy, and I live in a very rural community in northeast Mississippi. I am a National Registered Basic EMT, and used to be a volunteer firefighter. I'm also a triage nurse in a doctor's office. And what I wanted to say was that we worked a really bad call one time, an automobile accident. And you don't think about it when you're on the scene, but the person, your patient, is somebody that somebody else loves that person. That's somebody else's mom, dad, brother, sister, child, grandparent. And a lot of times you can make an impact on somebody else and not even realize that you have. We got called out in the middle of the night one night for a car that had literally wrapped a telephone pole. You hear these things, but I had never seen one. The boy had slid on the pavement 160 feet before he left the road. When he hit the telephone pole, he actually moved the telephone pole in the ground. The car actually was U-shaped or horseshoe-shaped around the telephone pole. The other guy that was in the rescue truck with me got on the radio and immediately called and told him we needed some backup. And I went out to see what the patients were like. Knew immediately looking there that the driver of the vehicle was dead. But there was a young lady that was in the vehicle with him that had been in the passenger seat, front seat, and did not have her seatbelt on. When I got to the vehicle was sitting driver's side almost to the ground, passenger side up. She had actually been thrown from the front seat to the back seat, from the passenger side to the driver's side, and her head was about 2 or 3 inches, the top of her head was about 2 or 3 inches from the ground. Her foot had wrapped in the seatbelt about 3 times on the floor between the passenger side and the door, and that was one of the few things that managed to save her, because had it not wrapped like it had, we felt like she would have been thrown from the vehicle, either under the vehicle or thrown up into a tree, which we probably wouldn't have never looked for. Got to the scene, knelt down, started talking to her, managed to get myself between her and the driver of the vehicle where she couldn't see him. And she turned, when I was talking to her, she turned around and asked me, "Would you hold my hand and would you stay with me?" So I did, and tried to explain to her everything that was going on. When they got the jaws out, they actually had to get a chainsaw out to cut the light pole out. Held myself between myself and her, between whatever they were doing and her, so that she couldn't see. And she continually asked how the driver of the vehicle was. And I told her that I couldn't see him, that somebody else was working on him, and that she was my number one priority. They airlifted her. The girl didn't even have a scratch on her, and she was very lucky. But about 2 weeks after we worked this rig, we found out that the young man that was driving the vehicle happened to be a very good friend of our son. And they thanked us for being on the scene and taking care of him. And since that time, when we've worked wreck scenes, living in a small community, you know everybody. And we have had people come up and tell us that, "Hey, I'm glad that you were here, because I know you and know that you would have taken care of my child very well." So just always keep that in mind, that whoever that is, somebody somewhere loves them. And whether they tell you or not, that they appreciated that you did what you did for them, they really do.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSResponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.